This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Band Concert here on Plains FM. I'm your host, Jamie McEwen, and this is the final show, actually, before I head away to the World Championships in Glasgow with the St Andrews College and Canterbury Caledonian Pipe Bands. We are actually leaving later on this afternoon. So on today's show, we're going to have some recordings from the ever-present YouTuber Drone Chorus, who was on hand again at the last of the RSPBA majors that was held last weekend, and that was the Scottish Championships held in Dumbarton. Fair to say that it wasn't the best of conditions. In fact, some might say actually typical Scottish conditions, with poor old Shots and Dykehead bearing the brunt of the inclement weather on the board, just as they did back in the World Championships, I think in either 2014 or 15, I think it was. However, they were true professionals and held rock solid until the end. Here is their performance now, starting with the march, the Clan McRae Society. We'll be right back. impressive effort from Pipe Major Ryan Canning and co as the rain kicked in towards the end of their march and just proceeded to get heavier throughout the rest of the performance. Certainly drew a great roar of approval from the crowd in attendance. And despite those atrocious conditions, the band finished in the prize list as Shots beat out Boghall and Bathgate, who they've been tussling with all season for the number six spot. And above them, it was the usual suspects. Fife welcome back leading drummer Mick O'Neill, who has actually been absent from the first half of the season. And they continued their stranglehold on the fifth position, with Field Marshal, Inverary, Scottish Power and St Lawrence O'Toole fighting it out for top spot. However, it was St Lawrence O'Toole that became the first band to win two majors in 2018, also taking out top spot in the drumming as well. And here they are now with their March Stress Band reel, featuring the tunes Links of Forth, Blair Drummond and The Smith of Chili Chassis.
We'll be right back.
slot and top spot. It meant that Inverary had to settle for the runner-up, with Field Marshal Montgomery in third and Scottish Power rounding out the top four. So now the focus shifts to the Piping Live Festival and the World Championships. This week is the big travel week for the New Zealand bands, as St Andrews College, Scottish Society, Canterbury Caledonian, Manawatu and New Zealand Police all make the long journey to the UK over the next few days. The next week we'll see the bands acclimatising, doing their best to get over the jet lag and blow the cobwebs out with a couple of contests in the coming weekend before a few other appearances at Piping Live Festival events like Pipe Idol that will feature St Andrews College Pipe Major Louis Newman along with another couple of Kiwis, I believe, plus Drumming for Drinks that will feature St Andrews College leading drummer Patrick Moran and also Canterbury Caledonian tenor Alex Wilson, which is great to see some New Zealand flavour in those events. All the bands will also have a time slot through the week playing in St Enoch Square in central Glasgow before the big day on Friday for the Grade 1 qualifiers, and then of course Saturday for the main event with the rest of the bands, including the Grade 1 final. We'd certainly like to wish all the bands all the best of luck and a safe journey on behalf of the Canterbury Centre, and I'll have a full rundown on all the results when I come back. But in the meantime, let's get back into the music, and we're going to listen to a wee double shot with a bit of a Field Marshal flavour. So firstly featuring Field Marshal with their Braes of Badenoch MSR, and then following that, Dollar Academy with their European Championship winning performance from the previous majors. And of course there's a wee link there with Field Marshal and also Inverary, as the principal tutors include Field Marshal Piper and also Inverary and District's leading drummer Stephen McWhirter, who does the drumming. So anyway, we'll be back in a wee while. back to Band Concert here on Plains FM, where we've been sampling a few tracks from the Scottish Championships that were held last weekend, although that last track there you heard was the Dollar Academy Pipe Band winning the Juvenile event back at the European Championships held at the start of, the end of June. So anyway, we're nearly out of time on today's show. Just a couple of things just to remind you of that are coming up in the nearer future in September. The South Island Solos, drumming solos, are going to be held on September 2nd. So that's the final round for this year. And I believe the entry forms are just coming up to be online now for people to enter, and that's on the drummingsolos.weebly.com. So check that out, and that's, as I say, September 2nd. And then the Celtic Pipe Band are holding a variety concert up in Nelson on September 9th, which I think follows the All Black Test on September 8th. So those of you who are travelling around or up to Nelson can make a bit of a double header of it. So make sure you check that out. As I said, I'll have a full rundown on the Worlds and other bits and pieces upon my return from Scotland. But until then, I'm going to leave you with the sounds of the Fife Police Pipe Band and their performance from the Scottish Championships. And as I say, I'll talk to you again in a wee while. And until then, enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon on listening here on Plains FM.